Well, hey there, folks. I'm sitting here in my truck waiting on my sister for my Thursday night volleyball game and thought I'd just send a few messages here, answer a few questions. I got one question that keeps coming up often is it okay for a believer to date an unbeliever? Some of my more recent videos, we talked about the fact that a believer shouldn't marry an unbeliever. But what about date an unbeliever? Well, first off, you're not going to find a proof text in the Bible that has the word dating in it. You're not going to find anything in the Bible about nuclear weapons. You're not going to find anything in the Bible directly about marijuana. There's just certain things the Bible doesn't address specifically. And dating, contemporary dating, would have been unthinkable to the ancient Hebrews. Absolutely unthinkable. And so you're not going to find a proof text. What we have to do is pull some principles from Scripture and try to apply it to currently what is called dating. So first things first, believers shouldn't be involved in recreational dating, putting yourself in intimate, close quarters situations, tempting the flesh. A believer shouldn't be involved in any sort of casual dating. That's only going to lead to temptation. It's only going to lead to exploitation. It's only going to lead to using each other. And so dating, if done, has to be done wisely, and it has to be done for the purpose of finding a spouse. If you're not ready to be married, shouldn't be dating. But if you're ready to be married and want to get to know someone, dating might be an okay method toward that end. But here it is, if dating is for the purpose of marriage, and we shouldn't be marrying an unbeliever, then therefore we deduce that we shouldn't be dating an unbeliever. No flirting to convert. No flirt to convert. No evangelistic dating. God is sovereign. God is in control of those things. We don't need to feel the pressure. And we are certainly not called to evangelize by giving our heart over to an unbeliever. Absolutely not. But there is one other thing. There is a text I think does directly relate to it. The Bible talks about not being unequally yoked with an unbeliever. A lot of people think that applies only to marriage, but it can apply to other things as well. It says specifically right after that, where it says, do not be unequally yoked with unbelievers, Paul says, then he goes on to say, what fellowship does light have with darkness? What fellowship or what partnership? See, these are words that we might more closely relate to the dating relationship. And then finally, you got to ask yourself, if at the center of your being is Jesus Christ, why would you want to pursue marriage with an unbeliever? Why would you want to connect yourself with someone who's going in a totally different direction with you than you are? Why would you want to give your heart over to someone who hasn't given their heart over to Jesus? And the only answer I can conclude is that you love them, or you love them loving you more than you love Jesus at the moment. I think we have here, when a non-believer is pursuing marriage when a believer is pursuing marriage with a non-believer, we have here an inordinate affection. We have an issue of idolatry. And so we got to look down deep at the heart and ask those big heart questions as well. So remember, listen, there's not going to be a proof text, but we got to pull some principles from Scripture. We got to apply it. And then we got to ask the big question, what's going on in that heart that would cause us to put ourselves in that particular situation? Anyway, I hope this helps, and I will see y'all next time.